This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Before he got coronavirus, Forrest Gump said, "Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get." But if Forrest had jogged through the Douglas Shire and took a gander at the local council here, he'd probably change that famous statement to, "Douglas Shire Council is like a box of chocolates. You definitely know what you're going to get." No transparency or consultation with the people who really matter. The ratepayers and the voters of the Douglas Shire. That's it. Pure and simple. The councillors and mayor of this last council, except one, will tell you otherwise. They did go out and consult about the environment and sustainability, and that most people in the Shire gave them the thumbs up, the green light, to spend their money on things like forests far, far away near Bundaberg with the help of former mayors. We were all green-collared on that one, weren't we? Remember when the incumbents told us that Qantas was going to give us millions upon millions of dollars of publicity and our whole shire was going to be carbon neutral? Not true, of course. And that whole sorry saga eventually went down the loo. But as quick as a flash, they bought a block of land in the Daintree for close to $1 million for use as, well, we don't really know. It's all so vague. But so is this most recent council. And on their watch, rates have exploded. You can juggle the figures any way you like and spin them like a clothes dryer, but it still comes out in the wash that since de-amalgamation, Ken's rates have gone up 14.3%, while ours have gone up 28%. That's rates in total, not just general rates, a combined rates total, which includes water rates, utilities, all of them combined, 28%. Double that of Cairns that we had to de-amalgamate from. Thank God we now have a voice for ratepayers in the Shire. The Douglas Shire Ratepayers Association is a breath of fresh air. Their president, Sylvia Healy, is an intelligent, passionate fighter for the rights of ratepayers, and the association's membership is growing fast. Their recent arrival on the Douglas landscape now gives ratepayers a voice. A voice that will cut through the white noise and BS that's been flung around for the last 6 years. Rates is the millstone around the neck of this last council. Bloody hell, how are we going to afford to pay these shocking rate rises? And how did they get so out of control? This last council has adopted the our way or the highway approach. They make the decision and then we get educated on how it will all go down. Only one man has had the guts to stand up to this unbridled arrogance that some councillors have displayed in public and in private. He is Michael Kerr. It hasn't been easy for this quietly spoken man who would be mayor. He's suffered the slings and arrows, but now he's taking up arms against a sea of troubles. To be or not to be, that is the question to be answered on March 28th as Michael Kerr takes on the incumbent. I wish him well. He would make a great mayor. And he'd listen to you. Listening is a lost art. If the councillors in this last council had listened more, they would be now on solid ground instead of a slippery slope. Water security is upmost in the minds of Douglas Shire residents. So why haven't they been thinking about water and doing something about it over the last 4 years? Infrastructure has been let go. Port Douglas and Mosman look unloved. development of any kind seems to have stalled. No development means no money into our economy, an economy that's already hemorrhaging. And I don't mean development at any cost. It has to be sensible development. But people who would like to put cash into our economy this way have told me that the welcome mat is not out at the DSC. And there's lots of other stuff I could mention, but I don't want this podcast to run for an hour. Why has this council taken their eye off the ball? Because they've been off saving the world and fiddling with carbon credits and blocks of land while the Douglas Shire burns. And all the while snubbing a clean green alternative to diesel-spewing generators in the Daintree. Oh, and then there's that silly lagoon. Sure, Port needs a pool, but this massive monstrosity that belongs in Walt Disney's fantasy land is not the answer. And it's so obvious this was a diversion. Plenty of glossy graphics and photo opportunities, but no details on how much it will cost to run. It will be millions. More rate rises for the good folk of the Douglas Shire if this pie-in-the-sky project ever got off the ground. And it won't. We all know it. It's the worst-kept secret in the Douglas Shire. This last council was influenced by a small, vocal and sometimes unfriendly group who have a mission. The mission is to hang on to power in our local government at all costs, so they can carry out their 100, 200 or what is 300 year plan to turn the Daintree back into a jungle to keep out all those pesky tourists, tourist operators, resort people and honest folk who just want to live there. They might let a couple of old hippies stay on as long as their mud huts blend in and they use a smelly diesel generator for power. And this small group will not balk at trying to destroy the reputation of anyone who gets in the way. I mean, that's just collateral damage. They hit social media with toxic comments and personal attacks. Well-coordinated letters to the editor of their favourite newspaper is all part of the plan to discredit the challengers and prop up the incumbents. Their arrogance knows no bounds, and high-profile members will go after anyone who dares to disagree with them, even penning letters to other local media to try and discredit this radio station and those who work on it. Well, it's water off a duck's back. In 56 years in the media, I've been insulted by experts, and these petty individuals don't even come close to being experts. Maybe in their own mind. And attendance at polling booths by this group with clear breaches of rules that the Electoral Commissioner has set down. Because of the coronavirus situation and the social distancing requirements introduced by the ECQ, all persons are prohibited from canvassing for votes or distributing how-to-vote cards or election material at a polling booth. Now, how-to-vote signs have been put up by the current mayor, telling everyone who they should vote for. Of course, it's her usual mates Noli and Zamataro, and a new face, Natalie Johnson. Lou, Zamataro and Noli have adopted her as a member of their clan, even giving her a mention twice on their how-to-vote sign. Seems she's now a member of a group. This is a watershed election. Go to our podcast page and listen to the candidates who accepted our offer for an interview segment called 15 Minutes of Fame. Three questions, 5 minutes to answer, hence 15 minutes. Three candidates didn't even have the courtesy to reply to our email to take part. Julia Liu, Roy Zamataro and Abigail Noli. Now, I know they don't like Fab FM, I know they don't like me. But not coming on to put their case forward for re-election? That's just plain silly. And robbing the voters of another point of view, which we've always encouraged on this radio station. For the ones who took part, take in their views and their vision for the Douglas Shire and make up your own mind. These podcasts are probably the most important you'll listen to all year. Because when you put politics and egos aside, it's the shire we leave for our kids and grandkids that really matters. With the current coronavirus emergency, we really need good leadership on the Douglas Shire Council and a team that will take us forward during and after this medical nightmare. Men and women who have the Shire's best interest at heart. Not division, but unity. Ladies and gentlemen, your vote will determine the future of our wonderful Douglas Shire. Use that vote wisely.